Sister Cynthia, it wasn't easy placing you within the Space American Inquisition. I had to remove a lot of weeds for you to enter that council. This arrangement lets us keep an eye on President Lazier and make sure the bumbling fool doesn't ruin the plans we've set in motion. You've been doing a great job, but as things gain momentum, I can't help but be concerned. Where are my manners? Tea?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
So, how is the dim detective? Can I assume you've been leading him astray?
As often as possible, Mother. But he's adamant about cracking the case of the double tubs.
Still? A troubling notion. Certainly our illustrious leader couldn't have found anything. He can barely function, let alone conduct an investigation.
He may have accidentally uncovered a few events.
What?
Not that he has any idea what they mean. I'm sure it's nothing.
What has he found?
Well, he knows Mother Abigail is missing.
How did he find out about Abigail? She's been feeding the pigs for barely a week.
We, searched her house for clues after the ferret races closed. Mother Abigail's disappearance led him to investigate the rest of the leaders of the church. He knows that there's been a slow but consistent weeding of the executive sisters, but it only appears odd under intense scrutiny.
Oh, good Gaia. Since when has he been able to scrutinize anything?
He's been in repeated contact with Maggie Minkowitz, a librarian at an elementary school near the off-White House.
This detective act is becoming tedious. Tire him out. Distract him. Make him disinterested. I don't care what you do, but Lazier must not be allowed to continue with his investigation.
Yes, Mother.
Space America, Episode 6, The Sleuthening, was written by Dave Goddard and voiced by Adam Bauer, S. Michael Clericus, Dave Goddard, Allison Headley, Lisa Canese, Ian McGowan, William Mead, Mickey Morgan, Stephanie Miles, Jen Weinman, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkle. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan, with additional music provided by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. This episode features the song Love Potion by True Friends, online at truefriendsaretrue.com. Space America is brought to you by Calamity Cast, produced by Daniel Williams and co-created by Dave Goddard, Ian McGowan, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkle. And now, Space America Episode 6, The Sleuthening.
It was a beautiful sight. The leaves on the trees were dancing a kaleidoscope of red and gold on a big blue sky, like boogers on my bedroom wall.
Wow, sir, that was mostly really beautiful. Oh, watch out for that pig shit, sir.
The Harvest Festival. No event exemplifies the virtues of Space America better than gorging on fall-themed treats while machines do the hard work in the fields.
Your presidential bib, Detective President, sir.
Thank you, goon. If there's one thing that makes a president, it's the acute treatments that go with the outfit.
Very striking, sir.
Before we start the next event, a very special guest has dropped in unannounced to share a few words. How about we give a warm welcome to Mother Mary?
Hello, New Hampshire. It's so nice to be here for another glorious autumn, celebrating the gifts that Gaia bestows upon us. When I think of her, it's hard not to think of our Earth roots.
Is anyone really buying any of this anymore? Gaia this, Earth that. I mean, come on, you'd think these sheeple would wake up and realize how much damage she's doing.
Hey, shut up. Mother Mary is wonderful. Look at how much the church has thrived since she became CEM.
Things were better before she was in charge. None of this rumor really Earth nonsense. What do we care about Earth? It's a scorched hole. Why does she keep harping on it?
We have to remember the Earth, just like Mother says. It's where we came from, where everything we have came from.
Goons! What an attack in a bear!
Probably nothing! You know how people like to argue.
Hey, people don't like to argue!
Mother Mary has been rather divisive, and there's been a kind of split in the church.
Yeah, one group seems to have latched onto the idea that Earth is still important to us, even though we left it behind long ago. And the other side thinks that the first group is full of idiots.
Like I said, nothing important.
If you say so.
Thank you, Mother Mary. What a confusing and ponderous speech. I don't at all regret agreeing to it. Now, all pie-eating contestants, please make their way to the stage.
That's me. I'd better hurry.
We have a great turnout this year, all trying to oust the reigning champion. Could one of these many brave souls be the new champ of Chum? Be sure to keep your eye on little big boy Roy, who comes from the north and trains daily with whole wheels of cheese. Or perhaps you've come to see her corpulence, Glory the Lobster! No, that can only mean you're here for one person, returning for his 32nd year as champion, the Horror Dwarves, the Great Ingurgitator, the Indomitable Gastronomer, the very own President Richard Baldwin! Our contestants will have to eat five apple and hot dog filled Space American cheese topped pies. A true Space American delight. On your marks, get set, eat! And they're off! Whoa! Hi, ladies and gentlemen! We seem to be witnessing the first real challenge to old Wondick since he set the first sub 60 second record! And what is the closest race we may ever witness? What's this? Dick seems to be choking on something! He's losing precious time pulling out! What is that? A bottle? Oh, he'd better get a move on... Oh, my! It's over! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new champion! Newcomer God has won! Unseated, the unseatable, a no-name from northern New North Dakota. Irma God has come out of nowhere to take the crown!
As the enthusiastic crowd disperses, Lazier moves to his private presidential tent to recover from the loss of his pie crown. As he sullenly strips off his presidential bib, old One Dick paces, pondering the afternoon's events.
The old dick was getting sloppy. It stung the pride, but I had to face the facts. No one is the champion forever. Curiosity took hold. I had to meet this young pie upstart, if only to learn about the message in the bottle. But I was running out of time. The pies were starting to take hold and would soon hit critical mass.
I found her, sir, but I don't think it's wise to proceed with this meeting. God seems, well, a little unhinged. We've gotten multiple reports over the past few weeks of her forcibly attempting to gain entrance to the inner sanctum of the off-White House.
A fan? Well, now I have to meet her. Bring her in! Now, goon!
This is going to be a disaster. All right, Viper, bring her in!
Oh, come on! Seriously?
Please, sir, this is incredibly unwise.
Quiet, goon! Now, who are you?
Irma Goud. Pleased to meet you, President Detective Lazier.
She was the most fascinating creature I had ever seen. The strong, sophisticated Neanderthalic brow, delicate yet extreme underbite, and ears that stretch for days. I was witnessing true beauty for the first time ever.
She, doesn't look anything like you just described, sir.
So he's just as blunt and undiplomatic as they say?
For you, my vestigial flower, I would blunt the wild.
The detective president has found a rather interesting note in his pie. From you. Perhaps you'd like to explain your little assassination attempt. He nearly choked to death on that tiny bottle.
Don't be so dramatic, my dear goon. Tell me, butigious pie gobbler, why would you leave a message in my pie? Why not simply throw rocks in my window, the old-fashioned way?
I've tried, unsuccessfully, many times to schedule meetings with you, Mr. Detective President.
And yet, here you are.
I'm a pretty resourceful woman. After being stonewalled, I decided on a different approach. Perhaps we could, speak alone?
I would, advise against that, sir. We don't know her intentions.
If it's to woo me, you may consider me wooed, my aromatic kraken. Leave us, goons! Tell me, what's your favorite color?
What? No. Okay, Lavender. Shut up and listen to me. You are my last hope. Representatives of the church have been after me for weeks. They've been, pressuring me to join them for years, but recently they've turned to more extreme measures. Stalking, intimidation, and threats. It's endless.
What could the church possibly want with the champion decimator of pies?
The Gilds have long stood against the accumulation of power by the church. I think by recruiting me, they had hoped to garner some kind of, I don't know, peace treaty with my family. I need you to protect me. The government and you, sir, are the only things that can come close to matching the might of the church.
Fear not, my corrosive sponge. I'll protect you with the very lives of my goons. But why me? Surely someone other than the very important detective president could offer you asylum.
Recently, the church is everywhere I turn. It's pretty well known that you refuse to employ the faithful.
My administration is pretty non-inclusive.
Exactly. Plus, well, the gods have been longtime supporters of your, let's say, ineffective governance. I must say, I feel safer already.
Okay, from here on out, you're under the protection of the detective president.
Wonderful.
If you best me in a rematch.
Oh, actually, I cheated. I knew if I won, you'd insist on meeting the new pie champ.
Cheated? Cheated? All right, that means I can keep the belt. All I need. Woo! Give a little bit. Emotion. That's all I need.
Back in the main offices of the Church of Neobotanology, Mother Mary attempts to course correct as a new player threatens to upset the delicate plans she's put forth.
So now Ermagod is traveling with us as Lazier's vice detective.
How did this happen? You let Irma, the very person we need in order to move forward, sneak her way into the protection of the idiot we're trying to unseat? Go on, Sister Cynthia.
Irma is a boon to his investigation. She's cautious. She and Lazier often make plans without counsel from the Inquisition. It's obvious she's using his infatuation with her to ensure secrecy. I've deflected what I can, but I don't have the kind of access to him that I need anymore.
How much does he know?
For certain, he knows the church is connected to something. That people are divided based on religious teachings. He managed to stumble into a splinter group's weapons cache, and thanks to Maggie, learned that they matched some of those that the church supplies to the military. Anything more than that is hard to say. He stopped his monologues. As annoying as they were, they let us know exactly what he was thinking, however stupid.
Fine. Good. Now, tell me what he could know. Extrapolate. He's always been crafty, even accidentally.
Well, he could assume a third civil war is looming. Based on the church board being reorganized for our goals, he might conclude that you, or someone very high up, is behind everything. A split in the church community, hidden weaponized plants the church manufactures. A smarter man would begin piecing it all together.
Dick has too many pieces, Sister Cynthia. Bring me Irma. If we can convince her ours is the right side, there's still a chance for a peaceful transfer of power.
But Mother, after all that's happened, you've never mentioned why she's useful.
Irma is in possession of a powerful microdrive, one half of a set that is vital to the safe redocking of Space America. Ah, Miss God, thank you for meeting me so late. I apologize for the cloak and dagger circumstances. Come in, please. Would you care for a drink?
Sure thing. Cloak and dagger is right in my wheelhouse. I'm just not used to such high-profile clientele. So, let's cut to the chase. What is it that needs stealing?
Please, I prefer the term reappropriating. Housed in a hidden government vault 100 feet below Fort Knox is a valuable antique microdrive. In 4 days, I'd like you to deliver it to me.
What's on the drive worth me taking a risk like that? I can't even imagine the punishment.
It's death by celestial immolation, actually. You'd be fired. Into the sun. And while I'd really not care to share my motivations, your reward would be rather...
I want 15 million.
Oh, we're thinking small potatoes then.
Up front. I want 15 million up front or no deal.
Fine, yes. How about 15 up front, another 15 upon delivery, and you stop interrupting me?
I may have peed a little.
Take this dossier. It's not much to go on, but you are one of the best thieves in Space America. You should be able to manage. Now off with you. I've got to get someone in here to clean that chair.
And she never delivered?
Obviously. Her curiosity got the better of her, and once she learned what we'd used that drive for, she refused to deliver. The gods are an old Space American family, with old values. Her ancestors were part of both the scientific team and the bureaucratic team that helped birth the space station, and she still holds their old-fashioned anti-cybernetic beliefs.
So, she's hiding in plain sight. The drive is back under governmental protection, and the church can't openly go after her anymore.
Well, the church shouldn't openly go after her anymore. Sister Cynthia, it falls on you to separate Irma and Lazier. Bring her to me so I can properly convince her of the importance of our mission. Surely she can be persuaded that the future of our people is of more importance than some antiquated notion of robot hate. And let's hope Lazier doesn't share what he knows with someone more competent.
Hey there, listeners! Are you into alpha males, badass leading ladies, and happily ever afters? Then check out another great Calamity Cast podcast, Dick of the Week, where I chat with my other two co-hosts about everything we love, and sometimes hate, about both writing and reading romance novels. So grab a glass of wine, get comfortable, and let's get down and dirty about romance. Find it on CalamityCast.com or wherever you find your podcast.
And we're back! Audience, you're in for a very special treat today, because we have a very special guest. Please welcome President Richard Lazier.
Thank you, thank you. And it's Detective President.
Uh-huh. Great to see you, Dick. How you hanging?
I certainly can't complain. My ratings are higher than ever, and I've never been busier.
I hear that you've recently adjusted the role of the President. Is that true?
As no one but those with access to top secret documents knows, a military transport vessel was stolen from right under the government's nose. I became so intrigued with the mystery, I decided to become a private investigator.
A PI? Like a dick? So you're Dick Lazier?
President Dick Lazier.
Of course. How has the investigation been? Do you have any suspects?
Do I? Retired military officer Wingshauser has interesting past ties to the missing ship. Apparently, she had a very violent encounter with the Moon Mole Man on the roof. Did you know that our transport ships can run on Mole Man blood?
Interesting.
That's what I said. Then there's the corporation that bought the ship from the government 2 months ago. The Happy Crystal Company, owned by Joan Kennedy, whose daughter Evelyn is a junior executive in the church, and another one of the traitors.
Wait, the ship was purchased from the government and then later stolen from a government facility? Both times by someone with church connections? That's pretty intriguing.
Well, if you say so.
Is there any other sensitive information you'd care to divulge on national television, Mr. Detective President?
Of course. It turns out there have been many forced retirements and disappearances of mid to high-ranking church officers, including their chief revenue mother.
That's incredibly unnerving. Do you believe those things are related?
I have no idea. But it turns out that Mother Abigail was one of the less conservative voices in the Church of Neo-Bertinology's Board of Fancy People.
That's absolutely fascinating. So, are you suggesting that the more radical forces in the church had her removed from power?
I wasn't. But yes, I am.
What else did you discover?
This is all very hush-hush, mind you. But a large number of revolutionaries are starting to stockpile weapons and food for a potential uprising. Mainly because of some church belief I don't quite understand.
Are you serious?
Of course. I don't even know how to joke.
So are we looking at another civil war?
Of course not. It would probably be a theocratic coup.
That certainly is troubling.
Now, mind you, this is all top secret government information. So don't just tell everybody.
Of course. On to other matters. President Dick Lazier, a little bird told me that you've fallen in love.
I certainly have.
And what's the lucky girl's name?
Irma Good.
This is the woman who was stripped of her pie-eating belt after it was discovered she'd cheated?
The same. Something about her gangly appendages and paleolithic bone structure just makes me swoon.
We have a picture of her. Let's take a look. She looks nothing like what you've described.
She's the spicy kimchi of my heart.
How long have you two, been an item?
Well, I don't want to kiss and tell. Mostly because she has no interest in the kissing part. Let's just say we're at the stage in our relationship where I help protect her from the church operatives that are trying to abduct her. Yeah, I know. And apparently, it's because she has something that will supposedly help Space America land. Can you imagine?
What? Land? Land where?
Oh, on Earth. Crazy, I know.
So, President.
Detective!
Mm-hmm. You've certainly done a fine job as a detective. If I understand what you're hinting at, the church is trying to seize control to take us back to Earth?
Who wouldn't go that far? But yeah, probably.
Okay then, let's take a quick break, folks. When we come back, President Lazier tries his hand at knife juggling.
In the basement of the Trump Junior Academy for the Rich and Entitled, Maggie Minkowitz sits at her desk, checking in past due library books. With a PhD in library science, checking in titles like What I Learned by Learning Nothing and They Had It Coming, How to Get Away with Murder, was not how she'd envisioned her life. The constant feeling of missing out is compounded with regular visits by easily her least favorite person.
Hey, Minxie, gonna drop by and show off my new lady pal. Meet Irma Gerd, the asymmetrical love of my life.
Nice to meet you, Miss Minxie.
It's Maggie. What can I do for you this time, Detective President?
Were you able to connect any more of the dots I left you last time? I got a hunch this Mother Abigail situation might be some kind of thing.
Yeah, actually. According to some internal memos I managed to get my hands on, Abigail retired from her position as Chief Revenue Mother, but there's zero mention as to where she's moved. The whole thing was pretty sudden, and the church board hasn't replaced her.
That entire organization is dangerous. They have a whole paramilitary force. I wouldn't be surprised if Abigail is in a shallow grave in a cornfield somewhere.
Well, if that's the case, I certainly don't want to be connected to people like you two, snooping around causing trouble. I don't know what it means, but there were several mentions of expungement in these documents. Detective President, you're gonna have to find someone else to do your dirty work.
Fine. Minxie, I get it. The heat's got you shook. You can't stand the heat, so you gotta get out of the kitchen. They're holding your feet to the flames. Where there's smoke, there's some...
Get out already! I don't want some Black Ops strike force crashing through here, knocking over my bookshelves.
The Black Ops force? That's ridiculous. Don't worry, Minxie. This won't fall on you. One last thing. The tubs. If someone bought it in Tuxkin, why was it docked in Quantico? It's almost like...
I don't know. I don't care. You people are a dangerous nuisance. Get out.
Three, two, one, now!
Oh my god! What is this? Go, go, go! Protect the president!
Target to the next room!
Feel the pain of my spaceman duplex!
Throw me the chair!
Anyone hurt?
Just the cabinet of pain. Looks like they knocked themselves out.
Move!
What in the name of our great and handsome detective president is going on in here?
Come here, you harlot!
Help me!
No! I mean, yes, I'll help, but no to this situation!
Dick!
Oh, good!
Dick,
good!
Help me.
Good, no good!
Help me,
Dick. Good!
Dick.
No good! Why, God? Why?
Dick.
Why, God? Why? No!
You could just try and be a little more professional.
There's always something with you, isn't there? Can't just leave it at job well done.
That's not what I'm saying, and you know it. It went perfectly. But what is it you said? Irma, what did he call you? Harlot?
Yeah.
Harlot? What's with the name calling? There's no need for that.
All right. I don't know. I get caught up in the moment sometimes. Irma, I'm sorry for calling you a harlot.
But not for abducting me?
But not for abducting you, no. Just the name calling.
So, what's going on, fellas? Is this where you feed me to the pigs?
Oh my god!
Jeez, Irma, that's gruesome. What kind of people do you take us for?
We're neobotanologists, not some kind of crazy cult.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Sorry for the mix-up. Then what is this place? What's the plan?
Actually, I don't know what goes on here.
Me neither, but it's pretty nice inside.
Inside the cozy Midwestern farmhouse, much of the decor remains the same. The same non-functional cuckoo clock, the same oversized wooden flatware. However, instead of the comfy leather recliner, in the center of the living room, there's now a cold hospital cot. And sitting there...
Hello, Miss God. I'm glad you finally agreed to meet with me again. Please, have a seat.
Thanks for listening. Help others find our show by rating and reviewing Space America on iTunes. Check out CalamityCast.com for even more content, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get in touch and let us know how we're doing. If Discord's your thing, join our server. If you like what you hear and you want to help keep the lights on, consider becoming a regular Calamity Cast contributor on Patreon. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can do so at paypal.me/CalamityCast. We appreciate your support, and your donations truly make a difference.
Detective President, is there anything I can do for you? Oh, I brought your sit and spin. It never fails to lift your spirits. Maybe just a quick spin and you'll feel better. We'll get her back, sir.
I love the jazz. I loved her, and I let her get taken away. She warned me something like this might happen. Now, I may never see her again. Never see those heavenly hanging jowls flap as she talked. Not even that strange pigeon-toed skip-walk she does. Never again, Jazz. Never again.
Sir, she really didn't look anything like that. We're doing everything we can. Right now, Viper is out there looking.
He can't even properly detect. All that time with the clues right in front of us. Leave me, Jazz. You're interrupting my brooding.
Yes, sir.
Detective President, you were right. You were surprisingly, disturbingly right. We cross-referenced all listed flight plans for the previous 24 hours out of McGillicuddy Airport with all the actual flight paths, and there was only one unaccounted for. It landed on a private airstrip owned by the church, just outside of Nemaha County, New Kansas.
So the church is behind the disappearances?
Oh, yeah. It looks that way. I sent Sin ahead to check things out.
I had no idea, but I hoped it wasn't the case. Jazz, Viper, sound the call to arms. We've got a pickled princess to rescue.
Back in Nemaha County, tensions are running high as an uncooperative Irma God stands her ground against the formidable negotiation tactics of Mother Mary. No stranger to being held captive, God does her best to keep a cool head.
Well, aren't you just a precious thing?
Wow, this one's a real broken record. She get kicked in the head by a horse or something?
I have a daughter about your age.
She's the result of some preliminary medical testing. Abigail, maybe some coffee?
Is this where you threaten me and torture me?
Why? Would you like me to?
I mean, I'm strapped to a hospital bed.
Call it insurance. You missed numerous scheduled meetings, spent so many weeks evading my operatives. I wanted to make sure you listened to what I have to say.
Listen, the microdrive is safe with the Inquisition, and nothing you say is going to convince me returning to Earth is a good idea. Integrating cyborgs into our perfect society is a recipe for disaster. My ancestors were right to push for the launch of Space America.
Cyborgs. Cyborgs are an afterthought. This is about the future of our perfect society. Space America isn't sustainable, not in the long run. If we maintain this isolationist agenda, Mother Gaia will punish us. As a people, we will wither and die, I've no doubt. Humanity's only option is to return to her bosom. Cyborgs are of no concern. They can't be. Now, you'll notice two IV bags hanging over you.
Really? Poison?
Why is that everyone's first guess? Ah, thank you, Abigail.
Weather's gonna turn soon.
Now, Irma, I didn't want us to be adversaries, but you were compensated handsomely for a job you didn't complete. And I would be a poor businesswoman if I didn't find a way to get what I paid for. That's what the first IV drip is for. It's a proprietary truth serum our lab techs have been calling secret sauce. It's extremely effective.
So you get the microdrive after all. Super. I guess the other IV bag is a poison? Probably can't be traced, right? No one will ever know who killed me. Except we both know the president and his goons are onto you. This doesn't end with my death.
Well, aren't you
no,
just a
I suppose you're right.
Thing.
It doesn't end with your death. I suppose it's time to get started.
All for the best.
It's a shame. Abigail was one of the sharpest minds the church ever had. Now she has extreme Alzheimer's. You know, we learned a lot from Abigail. Or rather, her treatment. We didn't know there's a scale of sensitivity to forget-me-not. It has to do with the patient's age. Thanks to her sacrifice, we can target, down to the minute, how much time a person loses, which is exactly what the second IV drip is for.
Wait, you're gonna erase my memory?
After you've been coaxed into giving up the location of the microdrive, we'll move on to the forget-me-not. Just think, Irma, if you'd only reconsidered joining the church, this terror could have been avoided. Don't worry, dear, it's not painful. Though, apparently waking up from the procedure is incredibly disorienting. It's been likened to vertigo mixed with your very first hangover.
Please don't.
It's okay. Think of this as the next chapter in the story of your life.
Now approaching Nemaha County, ETA 8 minutes.
Sir, I really think stealth is the better approach. With guns blazing, we can't pretend it wasn't us.
Not to mention the nationwide ramifications. The country is one step away from another revolt. Going against the church, maybe Mary herself, that would force everyone to pick a side. Detective President, this is a delicate situation.
Your counsel is appreciated for being both invaluable and wrong. We go in there, guns blazing, but set to stun. I want prisoners. What kind of inquisition would you be without prisoners to inquisit?
A poor one.
That's right, a poor one. My lumpy gargoyle needs me.
If we don't rescue Ermagod, then I might as well resign.
Oh God, sir, you can't.
You're the best president this country's ever had. Your approval rating rounds to 12.
Then follow my orders and get going.
Yes, sir.
Plausible deniability. How much time do we have?
Not long now. They didn't give me much of a head start. Where's Irma?
Hello. I'm over here. I'm sorry, have we met? I'm having a terrible time remembering things lately.
Sister Cynthia, Sister Irma recently woke up with some very troubling and very inexplicable memory loss. She seems to have lost nearly a year. Her entire time as my assistant. Huh, such a shame. She had all my little quirks down.
Is this the medicine you wanted?
Yes, that's the one. Sister Cynthia, on the desk there's an envelope. Take it with you. Follow its instructions to the letter.
Yes, Mother. But what about right now?
Place this IV in my arm, but don't turn the valve. Quickly!
Okay, what now?
Sister Cynthia, you need to arrest me.
You're going down, sister.
Oh, yeah!
Who's that?
Day we had yesterday. Am I right?
Right you are indeed.
As you all know by now, Detective President Richard Olwen Dick Lazier faces a pickle of a problem. He recently arrested Mother Mary under what the church claims are spurious allegations.
When we reached out for a statement, the Space American Inquisition responded,
"We, the Inquisition, hereby arrest this she-devil for kidnapping, subversion, and shenanigans counter to the whims of the President."
Yeah.
We will continue to hold Mother Mary while a full investigation can be conducted by the Inquisition and President Detective Lazier.
Yeah!
In response, the church has officially questioned the actions of the Inquisition and is, in fact, accusing the Inquisition of kidnapping Mary. I must say, it looks dicey.
Right you are. Footage shows that, at the time of her arrest, Mother Mary was restrained and being given experimental drugs by Inquisitor Sin and a middle-aged woman identified as disgraced pie-eating champion Ermagod. Miss God has been seen in the company of President Detective Lazier for several weeks now. The church has responded aggressively to the entire ordeal, calling it a conspiracy to undermine the teachings of the church.
The senior mothers have called for all members of the faith to come together to help free Mother Mary from what they call total bullshit. But things aren't stopping there, are they?
Not a bit. Without a speedy compromise and peaceful resolution, the Space American government could have a bit of a theocratic revolution on its hands. Across the country, there have been riots calling for the immediate release of Mother Mary and the removal of Lazier.
Despite church assurances of peace, there have been 3 bombings, 2 shootings, and the destruction of a lemonade stand.
So, here we are. Me on the outside, and you on the inside. What do you have to say for yourself?
As I've said 100 times before, I plead innocent, Mr. President.
Detective!
As you say.
Why did you throw the entire nation into chaos?
Mr. Detective, forget me not as a powerful amnestic. The very last thing I remember is from several weeks ago. I have absolutely no knowledge of this crime of which you're accusing me.
Ho ho ho! What a likely excuse,
If I did kidnap my own assistant...
Ermagod is not your assistant!
Why have I lost so many memories? From my perspective, it appears I was kidnapped by your Inquisitor and Miss God and subjected to some very questionable treatment.
She doesn't even recognize me! After all that romancement!
I recognize you, Detective President. You're... the... president? That doesn't... sound right out loud.
It's like I'm a stranger in my own heart.
Surely, Sister Irma...
You aren't related. She was running from you.
Sir, maybe we should...
Shit it! You listen to me, Mary. I don't know what kind of game this is, but you're cheating. And that's against the rules.
So, if I understand you, I'm accused of committing a crime that I can't remember against a woman who also can't remember, which your administration can't even define and can't prove.
That's it, I'm choking her. Grab me my choking stick. I'll crack this case yet, Mary. Just you wait and see. I'll crack it wide open.
Sir, let's get you back to your office. Calm you down.
Oh, I know. I'll get a sitting spin.
So, it's just the women then. Sister Irma, I hope they haven't been too harsh with you.
No, no, they've been kind to me. And Sister Cynthia's explained everything.
She's still a bit hesitant to be involved. The Inquisition has her worried.
I'm sure. Irma, you were found drugging the chief executive mother of the church. Sister Cynthia told me you were just following my orders, but I wouldn't be surprised if those brutes did something brutish.
No, Mother. I'm sorry. I really didn't know what was happening or how I got there, and then the door burst in.
Oh, I forgive you, child. Why you kidnapped me and took my memories, we may never know, but at least we're still alive. Praise Gaia. Everything will land right side up eventually. Right, Sister Cynthia?
Yes, Mother.
I suppose it's time to get started.
This is going to be a disaster.
He can barely function.
You were surprisingly disturbingly right.
Oh, we're thinking small potatoes then.
That's what I said.
Oh, people like to argue.
People don't like to argue. That's what I said.
He's always been crafty.
But you're cheating.
Even accidentally.
That's against the rules.
Why is that everyone's first guess?
I don't know. I don't care. You're a dangerous nuisance. Get out.
Not this bullshit again.
This has been a Calamity Cast production. For more content, visit CalamityCast.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.